Chapter 2. The Mystery of Coniston Water.
Later that day, Julie is sitting on the sofa in the living room, reading a book. Her brother Paul is lying on the rug in front of the coffee table, watching tennis on the TV. Suddenly, he jumps up.
"Now I remember,"
he says.
"There's a mystery about that lake, Coniston Water. A girl died there a few years ago. I think she was about 16. The same as you, Julie. Some people say you can see her at night on the lake. A little white figure, boating, all alone. And there was something about a silver locket. But I can't remember the details."
Paul stops. His sister's face is white.
"What's the matter, Minnie Mouse? Are you scared?"
he says, laughing.
"Stop it! I don't want to hear this. You just want to frighten me. You don't want me to go,"
says Julie.
"I'm not going to listen to you."
"Okay,"
says Paul.
"I'm only warning you. When you're swimming in the cold lake at Coniston Water all alone, Julie, and you hear a strange voice, and the ghost of the lake comes after you..."
He jumps on Julie suddenly and hits her with a cushion.
"Boo!"
he shouts. Julie screams.
"Ah! Get lost, Paul! You're horrible! Leave me alone!"
Julie and Paul's parents come into the room.
"Stop it, you two,"
says Mr. Thomas.
"What's the matter? Why are you making all this noise?"
"Paul is trying to frighten me,"
says Julie. She looks at her brother. He sits and smiles at her.
"Now, Paul,"
says Mrs. Thomas,
"don't frighten your sister. What are you talking about?"
"Mom,"
says Julie,
"I want to go to Hollyhough at Coniston Water. Can I go, please, please? I want to take a vacation before school starts again, a complete change, somewhere in the countryside, and I can paint there. There are beautiful trees and flowers. Here, look at the advertisement."
Mr. and Mrs. Thomas read the advertisement.
"It does look nice, dear,"
says Julie's mum.
"Yes, all right, you can go. But Paul must go with you."
"What?"
cries Julie.
"Yes,"
says her dad.
"You must both go. You're too young to go alone, Julie."
"But I'm going to ask Diana to go with me. I don't need Paul,"
says Julie.
"No, sorry, Julie. If Paul doesn't go, then neither of you can go,"
replies Mrs. Thomas firmly.
"That's fine with me,"
says Paul.
"I want to take care of my little sister. She needs protection from the ghost of the lake."
He laughs.
"I don't believe in any lake ghosts,"
shouts Julie. She runs over to Paul and pushes him onto the armchair. Paul laughs and laughs.
"Now, Paul, stop teasing your sister,"
says Mrs. Thomas.
"I'm going to call the youth hostel and book your places. You can go next week."
"Oh, thanks, Mom. You're great,"
replies Julie. Mr. and Mrs. Thomas leave the room. Paul looks at his sister and smiles.
"Well, do you want me to go with you and Diana?"
he asks.
"I can be your protector."
Julie thinks for a moment about the story of the ghost girl.
"Can it be true?"
she asks herself.
"Is it safe?"
To Paul, she says,
"Okay, okay, come with us if Mom says you must."
Julie doesn't tell him, but secretly she's happy her brother wants to go. After all, two can fight ghosts better than one.